That's right. It's me. It's Dr. Morgan. All right. It's a beautiful day outside. I know they called for, at least on my phone's weather app, it called for cloudiness like all day long, but it's not exactly totally cloudy, so it's very pretty outside. Good day to do yard work, right? This program is Health Essentials. If you have not ever heard it before, I would invite you just to sit back and tune in and listen to what I have to say. Or, if you have a question, especially as it pertains to health, that would be closer to my area of expertise. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. I want to tell you just a very brief story from this week. I always have stories every week. That may be my learning and remembering style, because if it's in the form of a story, it's easy to recall. Anyway, a man came to... he drove by my office. He did not come into the office. And as he was driving by, I happened to be coming back from the dumpster to drop some trash off. Well, he says, "Hey, I need to talk to you badly." I said, "Well, what's going on?" And he pointed toward his forehead. He said, "I think a spider bit me two nights ago on the forehead while I was asleep." I said, "Dude, that does not look good." He said, "I know." But he also kind of relayed to me, and I hope I'm saying this in kindness. I really mean it this way. He said, "Man, I do not want to have to go to the emergency room if I don't have to. That's just really expensive. I can't afford that." And I'm going, "I understand. I would be the same way." But I said, "You know, the number one problem from a spider bite, especially a venomous spider that dissolves your skin and leaves a crater there, is getting some type of a secondary bacterial infection. I mean, that can be bad news, Magruder." Anyway, so I don't know if it's a spider bite. I just know it's on his forehead. It looks horrible. I mean, this thing, the skin is breaking down. It's weeping. It's gooey. I'm going, "Oh, great." Anyway, Wayne, I better be careful how I say this. Somebody's going to think I'm giving medical advice without a license. I would never do that. I think everybody knows that I'm a licensed chiropractor. Anyway, and a nutritionist. But anyway, make a long story short. He said, "Do you have any recommendations?" And so I said, "You know, I have a book on my shelf, and it says what doctors used to recommend back in the 1940s was castor oil. And if you haven't heard that term before, that's spelled C-A-S-T-O-R, not castrol, the oil that you buy at the store to change, you know, the oil in your pickup today. Anyway, castor oil comes from the castor bean. Just about all of it comes from India today, or at least a lot of it does, I think. Anyway, so he said, "Really? You mean I can put castor oil on that?" I said, "Yeah." Anyway, you know, I don't ever know what's going to happen when somebody just drives by and asks me a question like that. But sure enough, he drove by this Thursday afternoon. That was, what, 2 days ago, or a day and a half ago, if you count 6 o'clock in the evening. But anyway, he drives by. He said, "I'm looking for you." I'm going, "Well, great." I think I was taking the trash out again. I take out the trash a lot. But anyway, he tells me, he said, "Look at this." I said, "Oh, my word." I said, "You're like a million times better." He says, "I know." He said, "I went to a meeting and I sat across the table from a medical doctor. And he told me," he said, "man, that looks a whole lot better." He said, "You had me nervous the other day when I saw that." But all he did was apply castor oil. And anyway, for whatever it's worth, just consider that. It might be a good idea to keep castor oil somewhere in the house. So the wound on his forehead, though, it easily looked 90% better. I hope that's not an exaggeration, because you have to take my word for it. You have to have faith in what I'm telling you. I have missed my golden opportunity to pick up the phone line, so you'll have to hang up and then call right back. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. There's no call screeners here. I just push the button whenever I see it light up. But after about 10 seconds, it'll go straight to the answering machine. So if you'll just let go, hang up, and start over again, then I can take your phone call. So I'm just waiting for that to clear. So there we go. Now, if you want to call, I will gladly take your phone call, and I'll do whatever I can to be of service and help you today. Good morning. Welcome to the program. You are very, very patient.
What a pleasure.
Good.
Hey, this is great to be able to talk to you on the air, but I do have a question. I have a great friend of mine that is dealing with cancer, and he asked me to ask you a question for him.
Okay.
Well, he's had a kidney removed. He has a, I don't know the name of his cancer, but he takes a chemo pill. He's on metformin. He has heart issues. He has a blood thinner. But anyway, right now he's dealing with bruising on the bottom of his feet. It's not dark bruises, but kind of reddish bruises, and his feet are kind of bothering him pretty good. He works really hard.
Most likely it's the liver and the kidneys that are, they're just getting really weak and they can't take it anymore.
Yeah. He works really hard, and is there any way we can help him there?
Well, if he's taking metformin, most likely he has what's called type 2 adult onset diabetes. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
But you said he's taking a blood thinner.
Yes, sir.
If I give you too much information, just tell me to back off and make it shorter and sweeter, and I'll do that. But your liver is completely responsible on so many levels for how thick or how thin the blood is.
Yes, sir.
And what I want to do is I want to tell you a study that I read from the 1970s, and at first you may not think that I'm on target, and you know what? Maybe I'm not on target, but I just want to tell you what I've experienced. Back in the 1970s, they purposely selected, and this was in the country France, so before you get off on the Frenchies, don't assume that they don't know what they're talking about just because they're from France. I'm just sort of joking about that, because sometimes Americans like to poo-poo studies from other countries because it's not America. But they found about 11 or 12 men that were in their late 40s. They had no interest whatsoever in going to work. They just want to sit on the couch and play video games all day long. I really just made up the video game part. That was probably before they had video games. But they had no motivation. They had next to no ambition. They weren't interested in being intimate with their wives. And so this was before you could easily measure testosterone levels. And the point I'm going to get to is, anytime a person's insulin levels are high, testosterone is always low. They don't explain that at the low T centers, because that would negate their narrative about taking testosterone supplements. But anyway, what I'm getting at is, your friend, one of the drivers of cancer and blood thickness and poor healing is insulin levels, and his insulin levels are too high right now, so we got to get those to come down low.
Yes.
At the same time, that's when you start reversing stress on the liver and on the kidneys, and the body just heals so much faster. So that's one of the things we're with. But back to the study from France.
Okay.
The only thing they did is they requested that these 12 men go and present themselves to the Carter Blood Bank or Stewart Blood Bank. Well, in France, it would be Le Carter. I'm just joking about that. But anyway, they went to the blood bank, and what they did was they said, we need you to donate a pint of blood or a unit of blood. I think that's a pint. And go back as often as you can. And I don't know the intervals, but I'm going to guess it was somewhere between a month to a month and a half in between the schedule of donating a pint of blood. And the most amazing thing happened. It caused tremendous rejuvenation and healing of these men. And so I want to, just a simple principle. The idea of donating blood, it calls the reserves of your body's rejuvenating properties to kick into high gear. I mean, you'll feel like a little bitty bird singing in the background off your back porch.
Yeah, he is kind of loud, isn't he?
Yeah, I know, but he's hilarious. I love him. You know what he's doing? He's singing praises to God, isn't he?
Yes, sir, and making fun because I didn't catch that gopher this morning.
Well, you know what? It's not my fault the bird is watching you while you goof up on the gopher. Hey, you're not the only one. I have a cat named Gus that likes to go after gophers anyway. So if your friend would consider donating a pint of blood every so often, he might say, you know, that guy you listen to on the radio, he's actually quite intelligent because I tried that and I'm better off for it. But it just sparks rejuvenation. It sparks rejuvenation. If your friend goes to a doctor and says, doctor, I'm only interested in one thing today. Teach me how to heal and rejuvenate and repair. Restore my youth like the wings of an eagle, where I can run and not grow faint and walk and not grow weary. Probably not going to happen, right?
Yeah, probably not.
And so he's crying out, his liver and his kidney, the remaining kidney, they're under burden. But we've got to lower the insulin level. And so one of the ways of doing that is a technique called intermittent fasting. It is not popular among diabetics. Intermittent fasting means you're going to purposely skip breakfast. Or another way of doing it is eating a late breakfast and an early supper and calling it good, just two meals a day. Because if you fast, meaning you don't snack all day long, you're going to get your insulin levels to go down. Insulin is the great driver of all these problems that your friend is having. And so if we could find a way to lower the insulin, that means his human growth hormone and his testosterone is going to start to go up. But it will only do that if we can lower the blood sugar and the insulin.
Very good. Well, that's fantastic. I don't know, you know, realistically, I don't think that Carter is going to take his blood with all the stuff that he's on.
Then he goes to the oil change shop and just says, bleed a pint off the engine here.
But a doctor could do that sometimes. I mean,
everything is so complicated now. Everything is so outrageously complicated. Maybe he should just go for a life insurance examination, and while the woman's ticking him, just take off a pint instead of like six vials.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. It's a tough call, because donating blood, it releases proteins within the body that promote healing and rejuvenation. That's what your friend needs right now. So
yes, sir.
In the meantime is what I should say. Maybe he could just focus on eating just meat and just vegetables and avoiding everything that's called a grain. That would be corn or rice or wheat. I don't really think oats are bad. I think oatmeal is probably a fabulous food substance. It contains an element called silica that makes you feel stronger and heartier. But right now, he needs to start to see these metrics change. And so if his blood sugar starts going down, actually, I'll read this to you right here real quick about ginger and diabetes. And as soon as I hang up, and you can pass this on to your friend, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for your call. You're a great friend, man. You're a great friend to your brother. Hang in there.
Yes, sir.
All right. This study comes from Dr. Frank Schallenberger, MD, from the Second Opinion Newsletter, February 9th, 2015. Anyway, if you want to look him up for yourself, it's secondopinionnewsletter.com. Let me read this to you. And to me, stuff like this is so interesting because it's harder to come by research on herbs and plants and spices compared to drugs. When Dorothy came in the door yesterday, I was reading an article about the most expensive drugs. Yeah, they have a new drug out for people that have hemophilia. You know what the cost of it is? It's only $1.5 million. Now, you tell me, who's going to afford that? $1.5 million. There was another drug I was reading about for children that have retinal disease. What's the cost of that drug? $850,000. I know what you're saying, Dr. Morgan. I carry that much money around in my hip pocket, or if you're a woman, in my Louis Vuitton purse. Here, just listen to this. There is an herb or spice called ginger, and I'm going to read the article from Dr. Schallenberger. Ginger is a delicious addition to many dishes, and this powerful root may also help to reverse the early stages of diabetes. Researchers recently reviewed the effects of pure ginger powder on a group of 88 men and women that had diabetes. Half the group took 3 grams of ginger powder daily, and the other half took a placebo. After 2 months, the results were exceptional. The ginger group had a decrease in their fasting blood sugars of more than 10%. By the way, if a drug lowered fasting blood sugars by 10%, they would call that a tremendous success in medicine. They would. They would say, see how wonderful this is? Anyway, additionally, their hemoglobin A1C levels, which is another measure of blood sugar levels, it decreased by 10%, while the placebo group saw a 21% increase in both fasting blood sugar and hemoglobin A1C. Which, folks, when you're diabetic, If your fasting blood sugar lowers, that's called success. That's exactly what you want to accomplish. But on the flip side of the coin, if you do something to improve your diabetes and your blood sugar goes up by 10%, and your hemoglobin A1C goes up by 21%, that ain't good. That's trending in the wrong direction. Dr. Schellenberger goes on to write, the ginger group also had a statistically significant drop in insulin levels and an increase in insulin sensitivity. A perfect combination of effects. Oh, that is so good. He goes on to write that ginger is also an effective anti-inflammatory. Folks, you don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to be a biologist. I actually have a degree in human biology. I don't know that I think about that very much. But to me, it's very fascinating studying how cells and glands and tissues and organs work. You know how it says in Psalm 139, I will praise thee, right, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made? Oh, yes. I don't even understand half of it either. But it's very fascinating. God's creation is spectacular. Even if you haven't heard this before, if you're aging, you're dealing with inflammation. Inflammation. Anything that increases inflammation is going to be your demise. So ginger is also an effective anti-inflammatory. It's been shown to be good after going to the gym and lifting weights. It's been shown to be good for migraine headaches and for painful menses. Like if you're a woman that's menstruating and you're having horrible cramping and pain, ginger's been shown to be beneficial. What about if you're nauseous? You know, you feel sick in your stomach. Well, guess what? Ginger. I had to go to the store this morning about 6 o'clock. To purchase some water. And I noticed that ginger ale has a new flavor. It's called lemonade ginger. I don't know. You know why it caught my attention? Because the bottle wasn't clear. It looked like somebody had squeezed lemon juice in there. I know this is a total waste of your time. And Jenny told me this week I'm going to have to do something about a serious problem I have. Anyway, here's my serious problem. I bought a improved Meyer lemon tree. It was the runt, but it already has like 100 lemons on it. And Jenny is telling me there's no way those little limbs can support 100 lemons. It's just so comical. Anyway, I hate to take them off, but I may have to. Good morning and welcome to the program. How are you?
Good.
Uh-oh, you're breaking up. Well, I lost it. I had nothing to do with that. I mean, usually if I don't like the caller, I'll hang up on him real quick. I'm only teasing about that. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. If you will, just call back. I'll be glad to answer your question and help you out. So there is a phone line officially open at 903-586-5257. All right, is that you again?
No, this is a different caller.
Oh, well, I prefer different callers. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dr. Morris.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I was wondering, if you were going to go to the Congo and you were recommended to take a yellow fever shot, would you do that?
No, because I'm going to be going next weekend. I'm going to be studying the wild African gorillas up in the Congo Highlands.
Oh, really?
No, I wouldn't do that, but I could tell you what I would do.
Okay.
Great, I just lost it. What's it called? No, I found it. Okay. You know these little trees that grow all around here called sarsaparilla?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard of sassafras?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, the old type of tea that they would make and serve people was like sassafras tea.
Yes, okay.
And then when they tried to, you know, make root beer, I think they were called sarsaparilla.
They
have, and I remember one time my daughter Jane, she insisted that I dig up a sarsaparilla tree for her, and she wanted to boil it and make tea, and it was actually quite good. Mm-hmm. And I've always encouraged that among the kids, please experiment, let's try stuff. Now, they haven't tried sprinkling cyanide on anything that I've eaten yet, so that's a bonus, and that's good. But there's an herb called sarsaparilla. Have you ever heard of sarsaparilla?
I don't think so.
It's almost like sarsaparilla, but it's sarsaparilla.
S-A-R-S.
Yeah. S-A-R-S, and then Perilla.
Okay.
And that is one of my most favorite herbs to prevent coming down with malaria or spirochetes or yellow fever or dengue fever.
So would you take that before you went or
That's
while you're there?
That's exactly why I told you, so you can take it before you go, and if you can, take it while you're there. But you may have to purchase a bottle that's sealed up, that way it can get through customs or whatever they do at the airports.
Right, and where do you buy that?
Well, it's an herb, so what you'll do is you'll probably either go online or go to an herb store and see about procuring some of it. The other thing that I would really hit hard is I would find some type of a probiotic to take with me, and I'm going to give you a couple of names so you can think of it. There is a probiotic yeast. It's called Saccharomyces boulardii. I know.
Oh, wow.
I know. Am I going to have to spell that for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Write it down, right?
I'm trying. Okay, I'm going to try it. Let me have a go at Saccharomyces. I know I'm going to spell it wrong. S-A-C-C-H-R-O-M-Y-C-E-S, Saccharomyces. It's a type of probiotic yeast that when you take it, it doesn't actually form a colony in your body like good beneficial bacteria will colonize the lining of your gut. But what they do is they eat anything that doesn't belong inside of you. So if you don't want to get Montezuma's revenge or get some type of weird virus, have you ever heard of Ebola?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, isn't that from the Congo?
I think so.
If I'm not mistaken, the most wicked, evil, viral infection of all time is called the Marburg virus. You ever heard of that?
No, not that one.
Well, guess where it comes from?
The Congo.
The Congo, yes.
Oh, great.
See, anything I can do to cheer you up for your mission trip today.
I know, thank you. I'm feeling really good about
it. Oh, sorry. Let me start over again. If you will consider taking some sarsaparilla about a week before and during your trip, I think that's going to help you out. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I would say also the king of the minerals of your immune system are going to be zinc and iodine. You might consider taking those minerals a little bit before, just to kind of bolster the influence of your immune system to give you the very best chance to be very successful. And if you have any probiotics that you can carry with you that can keep at room temperature, if the probiotic contains that probiotic yeast called Saccharomyces boulardii, that is what you should take, because you can't, I mean, you're out of your element.
Right.
I mean, I would think that the Congo is out of your element. It would be out of my element.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, today you can pretty much pour all the clean water you want, and you could drink it, right?
Right.
And you can go to the refrigerator and say, look at this apple, it's delicious, and eat it. But, hey, all bets are off when you're there, right?
That's right.
So I think if it were me, if you had the choice, I would make sure I only consumed bottled water that you know the seal hadn't been broken.
Yes. I think that'll be possible. But what is the downside of the yellow fever shot?
Well, I don't want to say it that way, because if that's the only way that you can go and you feel like that God is leading you to go there, then you probably need to get the yellow fever vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And all it's doing is trying to bolster your immune system so it can recognize and generate antibodies against the yellow fever virus. The problem that I have is that the other stuff they put in there with it, it tends to wreak havoc with the body over time. So I'm going to leave that up to you, but I'm just telling you what I would do. The herb mm-hmm. called sarsaparilla.
Okay.
You're nuts if you don't listen to me.
I know.
I'm just kind of laughing as I say that. Just take it all. Now listen, question everything. But that's got to be one of my most favorite, because you don't need a parasite growing inside of your body, do you?
No, I really don't think so. Not at this point. Someone told me, one of our mission people said they didn't want to give it to him when he was over 60. And
the yellow fever vaccine?
Yes, and he insisted that they do it, and he took it anyway.
Do you remember, did they give a reason why? Because I just don't know the answer to that.
No, he just said they didn't feel comfortable giving to it. And I don't know if he had other health issues.
And it could be as simple as that. He could have had a complication that just wouldn't be agreeable to take that also. He could have had a compromised immune system for all we know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm actually a little over 60, so I didn't know if they would not want to give it to me.
Ma'am, the Bible speaks against lying, and you're not anywhere close to 60. You sound like you're about 32 tops.
Well, you know, if you saw me, you'd know who I am.
Oh, no. Your last name doesn't begin with a W, does it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, how could I get that right?
No, I'm sorry.
You know what, though? The moment I heard your voice, all I could see through the radio was you smiling nonstop. Because that's the only way I've ever known you. Just smile nonstop.
Well, you make me smile. That's why.
No. You can't put that on me. I would say because of the joy of the Lord you're smiling.
Well, that's the main reason. But when do you
when do you go to the Congo?
The middle of July, the 17th of July.
Well, see, you've got plenty of time to kind of amply prepare for this, right?
Right. I do, yes. I mean, I hope that's enough time.
Oh, yeah, plenty of time. Even if you said that you're going to be going on next Saturday, not today, but a week from today, you would have time to get all this stuff done.
Okay, well, I'm going to start on it today.
And you know what? I don't know the answer about the yellow fever vaccine, but you've really piqued my curiosity, so I'm going to look into that. And what I'll do is I'll approach it from an angle of, are there any side effects to somebody that's just a little above 60?
Okay.
Well, you know what I should have said? Can I have a do-over?
Yes.
You don't look 60. How about I say that?
Oh, well, that's so nice. Well, another month, I won't even be in my 60s, so that's really good.
Lenny, let's not go there.
I know.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. But you know what? There's some people that are 45 years of age, and their body is completely depleted of life force and energy, and they can't do anything. And there's other people that are right at, you know, the seventh decade of life, or just right at 70, and they are so full of life, and they're so energetic, and they're moving forward, and everything that they do, their every fiber of their being, is they're thinking about, what can I do to bring maximum glory to God? And that's who you are.
I
love you, and I respect you, and I just can't. Every time I hear a story about you, it's even more amazing than the one before.
Oh, well, praise God for that. Thank you.
Unless this Congo trip is really disguised as a mission trip, it's really a cruise ship on the Congo River.
Oh, well, I've always wanted to go down the Nile, so I don't know.
Does the Nile go through the Congo?
They told me it did. I hope so.
Well, I wouldn't know. I mean, that's interesting, though.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but that's what they say.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, somebody spotted like a 20-foot Komodo dragon in the Congo recently.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, I knew that would cheer you up. So, I mean, don't, whatever you do, do not smear peanut butter on your ankles because they're highly attracted to peanut butter.
Oh, I always get good tips from you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
I had a relative make the comment. I said, how many rats do you have in your backyard? And she said, none. So I put some peanut butter in a game camera. And by the way, there's plenty of rats. If you want to join me on the radio, the number here at the station is 903-586-5257. And let's go ahead and go straight to the phone lines. Good morning. How are you? Welcome to the program.
Well, I'm doing fine. I called, I think it was last week. My whiplash is better, and my husband did have the procedure on his finger for...
The trigger finger?
The trigger finger, and it's doing a lot better. No bleeding, no nothing. And the anesthesiologist even prayed with him before we put him out.
I would gladly take it.
Yes, I would. Well, I'm calling you about an associate pastor at our church who I just don't use Facebook. I really don't like Facebook. I don't want to put my whole life in front of the public like that, but...
What's the name of your Facebook account so I can look it up real quick?
I don't even know.
Good answer.
Just the church is really good. He was retired from full-time pastoring. He's an associate pastor now, and he went to the doctor because he was having pain in his leg, and his wife was asking, you know, for the prayers, and this leg has a ligament that they said is turning to calcium.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long name on it.
Well, I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. Any tissue in the body that stays chronically irritated and inflamed, guess what your body's going to do to it? Calcify it.
I've heard you say that.
Okay.
I don't know what he can do. The doctor said him with crutches. I don't know if there's anything they can do about it.
Did they say which ligament it was?
No.
Like the anterior cruciate, which I guess means cross, or the posterior cruciate, medial, lateral, collateral.
don't know.
Okay, but can I have a go at it?
Sure, please.
Okay. Did you hear me tell a story about the guy with a wicked spider bite on his head?
Yes, yes.
Do you remember what my recommendation was to him?
Castor oil.
Okay.
Castrol.
No, not Castrol. Yeah, we'll use Valvoline or Pennzoil.
Yeah.
No, but you get castor oil, and what you want to do is you want to rub it and apply it wherever you have a significant health malady. Mm-hmm. And I would say the severe pain that he has in the legs would qualify for that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if he rubs castor oil generously over the area of pain, let's just find out over the next 3 or 4 days how his leg does and how the pain does.
Okay.
Now, number two, there is a homeopathic remedy called Arnica Montana.
Oh, I've used it. It's good.
And thank you. Well, what I want him to do is get the gel. And I think there's a product I've seen at Family Dollar before and other stores called Arnicare. And so if he rubs that into his knee or that painful ligament about 10 times a day, we're going to see if we can start to dissolve some of that calcium.
Okay.
Number three, there is at the store, almost any pharmacy, it's an over-the-counter product. It's called Capsaicin P. It's made from the hot extracts of cayenne peppers.
Oh, yes.
And so if he rubs that over that knee about 4 to 5 times a day, I know it's going to burn like hellfire for 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not using his head, he might say, "Sweetheart, I just heard that Dr. Morgan told me to rub it on my knee. I think I'm going to scratch my eye real quick." Don't do it. It'll be on fire. But and see if that helps. Now, I cannot make really good logical sense. I'm all about, you know, discussing things and trying to be logical and reasonable, but
yeah.
All I can do is just tell you that 4 tablespoons of coconut oil taken internally, mm-hmm. it may drastically help his knee get better. I know that doesn't sound scientific, but it was just an observation that I've made over and over again.
Mm.
Now, there's 2 supplements I want to talk him into. Do you know if he's taking any type of blood thinning agents?
I do not.
Like Plavix or Warfarin, Coumadin, Xarelto?
I hope not.
Okay,
I hope not.
I like the way you think. When's the last time somebody's told you that you're probably the most intelligent person they know?
Never.
That's not true. It was probably this weekend. Probably this morning when you woke.
When I started talking about supplements, oh, you know so much. I say, oh, no. There's so much that information
out
there.
Oh, yes.
I know so little.
Well, I feel the same way. But then again, there's nothing wrong with that because we're striving for excellence and we're learning more, aren't we?
We're trying to help our fellow man.
Yes, we are. And that's, you know what? That's good.
And honestly, that's why I did not go into nursing. That is why I did not go into nursing. Because I know I'd be giving out all these drugs to kill people.
Well,
and I just, you know, not all the time, but
not all the time.
Work.
You know medicine's wonderful, but you know, almost every person that walks in my door tells me they've done every test they know how to do. They can't find anything wrong with me. They think that maybe I have lupus, but it doesn't show I have lupus. But I'm going, well, you have to understand, ma'am, that the way that medicine is currently set up, they kind of have to wait until everything fails before they can say, oh, we've just now figured out you have celiac disease. Well, that's 10 years after you had symptoms. Not good. Anyway, but one of the superfoods that all mothers gave their children they loved, if your mom didn't love you, she probably didn't give this to you. I'm really teasing about that. It's called cod liver oil.
She did her best.
So cod liver oil is a superfood, and he may like the way his ligaments feel in his knee if he takes cod liver oil. Now, there is a fat-soluble vitamin. Maybe this is point number 5 or 6. There is a fat-soluble vitamin called vitamin K2. Sometimes on the label of a nutritional supplement, it's called minoquinone 4 or minoquinone 7.
Okay.
But you're trying to hit over about 1,000... Oh, rats, I can't remember. It's either micrograms or milligrams. Anyway, you want to get a significant therapeutic dose of it, because one of the main roles of vitamin K2, if I can say it this way, is to make sure calcium does not build up where it doesn't belong, like in the kidneys to form a kidney stone, or in the gallbladder to form a gallstone, or what about a person's heart? And they say, Dr. Morgan, I'm getting all this calcification around my tricuspid valve or my mitral valve or aortic or pulmonic valve. Well, that ain't good. If I had a nickel for every time somebody walked in my door who had a zipper on their breastbone from open heart surgery, I might have a bucket full of nickels right now over the last 30 years. But vitamin K2, it is, please don't underestimate what happens to the body when you give it the very thing that it needs to enable it to work properly.
I know there's so many systems that will take over to try to
help
the system this week. It's just amazing, or the body that God created.
Oh, my word, yes. Totally. I agree with you. Everything that God has designed is for our benefit if we just knew how to use it, and I'm afraid there's so much of this, we don't even know what to use. But I'm trying to tell him what to use.
You know what? I haven't found out if he's been taking a statin drug. I don't know.
Well, and you know what? You're very, very smart to say something like that.
Yeah.
Because it's very, very common. That's one of the top side effects is when you take statin drugs, your legs just ache and hurt all the time. And some people,
we know people.
Can I tell you what popped in my head, though? Before we even started talking about this, but you said pain in the leg, I thought, well, I don't know what his age is, but, you know, sometimes those are just small little clots of congealed blood up against a nerve and it starts to hurt. And so all you can do is just look at his legs. I mean, does he have, I'm sure he didn't wear shorts at church if he's a retired pastor. Really, he doesn't wear gym shorts. You look at a person's. Yes, put in a call right now. It says Dr. Morgan says we needed digital photos of your legs up close and magnified.
Well, biker shorts are very energizing, I know.
Did you say biker shorts?
Biker shorts. The spandex is very energizing.
Are you suggesting that your pastor wear biker/yoga pants to church? I don't think that's going to be a good look. And so if you look at legs, I mean, anytime a person has varicose veins or if they have broken vessels and veins, I mean, this should be a pretty good clue that the integrity of the vascular system is broken down. One of the minerals that I find myself using over and over again to try to help people with these issues is the mineral zinc.
Mm-hmm.
And so just think about that. And I'm all for the type of exercise I would do if it was a calcified ligament. I'd be doing knee circles.
Yeah.
Just have him look up knee circles, and he can do them.
Well, I will rewrite my list neatly and hand it to him.
Will you see him tomorrow morning at church?
I hope so. If I see his wife, I'll definitely get it to her.
Well, how are you going to get to her? Because everybody's going to be stopping you and saying, I heard you on the radio yesterday, and you sounded quite intelligent. And they'll start asking you questions.
No way.
I really appreciate your phone call. That's very sweet of you to call on his behalf.
No, I certainly hope that his list will help him. Thank you very much.
Well, you're a very good woman. Thank you for your phone call. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
If you want to join me on the radio, please, the phone is wide open. It's all yours. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. Thanks. All right, I'm all yours. Welcome to the program.
Hello, I'm calling for my mother. She has, a dermatologist told her a year or so ago that she has a fungus on her face, it'll just break out from time to time. It's usually on the chin area, so we're wondering what she could do for that.
Did he actually take a scraping and grow it in a petri dish to identify it and name it as a fungus?
No, I don't think he did.
Well, I mean, the other thing that can be done easily, and I'm not trying to be contentious or difficult, is you could easily type in pictures of fungus growing on a woman's chin.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you could type in your mother's chin and it may come up. I don't know. But what you would do is just look at it and see if it's comparative. But anyway, let me give you an idea. You have all sorts of glands. You have sweat glands. Women don't have as many sweat glands as men do. That may be a good thing. Wouldn't that be attractive if you produced about 10 times the amount of sweat that I did? Probably not. Anyway.
No.
But anyway, there are glands, sebaceous glands, in the skin, and they produce this waxy, oily substance that it ends up being like the lubrication of your skin. So if you want to say your skin is living leather, you're trying to keep the leather from cracking or being broken or having fungus grow on it. Anyway, almost all those chemicals that's used on your skin, it's called your acid mantle layer, are produced by bacteria in the gut. And so that's one of the things that I tend to think of when I see fungus grow on the body. I think maybe this is more reflective of what's going on deep inside the bowels that we can't see. And there's any way you can do this any way you want. But one thing that you can do is you could try drastically reducing the consumption of sugar just to starve the fungus out. And that's where eating greens and vegetables and real things that God has made will come in really, really handy. And so if you avoid starches and grains and sugar, what you do is you just choke the little suckers to death. And that's I'm all for that. But taking oral probiotics may be a godsend to your mother. And it's not going to – I wish I could tell you that she's going to be completely cured of this facial chin fungus in one day. It ain't going to happen, sister. Because you got to have so many things have to break down before this can even occur. And I'm not trying to be negative, but I'm just telling you, you probably need to commit to her about 3 to maybe 10 weeks just to restore the balance in the gut. But if she starts taking probiotics, that would be a godsend. If she started consuming fermented foods like Bubby's sauerkraut or raw pickles, you can actually go to the store and you can find refrigerated pickles that haven't been pasteurized. She should eat those in a spoonful of sauerkraut or maybe a forkful. Kind of hard to grip with a spoon. But there's other things. I don't know if you've ever tried drinking kombucha or kefir water or kefir grains. I love them.
Well, we do have some kombucha, but the kefir water, we've not been able to find that.
Well, you look it up on the internet. It's so easy to make. You can make that stuff your own on your own. Aren't you like a great cook?
Well, I can be.
Listen how modest you are. You're so sweet. But if you make your own kefir water, it'll be so delicious. I'm telling you, your kids will wake up and say, Mother, we have once again underestimated your vast intellect and your great quality as a mother. We're going to write a new proverb. It's called Proverbs 32, the virtuous woman proverb. It'll be great. But if you do stuff like this, you'll start to turn the tide. And this is only my analogy, but I think it's appropriate. In Romans chapter 12, verse 21, it says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but rather overcome evil with good." Mm-hmm. And so we want to have the good beneficial bacteria overcome the evil toxic fungus growing on the body. So taking probiotics and then avoiding sugar, you starve those suckers out and you let the good probiotics duke it out in battle. It's like David and Goliath almost. Gonna chop that sucker's head off. Anyway, and so that's one thing that you're looking at right there. Number two, there are a lot of ways to think about this, but what I would do is I would try to change. Do you know what apple cider vinegar is?
Yes.
If your mother would avoid all soap on her face or any cleansers of any kind, just stop it immediately. Don't even do it. What I would have her do is I would have her, well, if it were me, this is what I would do. There is a product called Indian Healing Clay. It is not the only one. There's a million of them. It's just the one I'm familiar with.
Okay.
So if you were to look on the internet or go buy Drug Emporium or Natural Grocer, I think it costs like $6 for, you know, a 1 pound tub of it. It's got a little bit of kaolin clay and bentonite clay and volcanic ash. If it looks like molten lava, they just took it from Mount Kilauea in Hawaii. Right. And probably don't want to put that on the face if it's that hot. But you just take this dry powdered mud. You just mix a little bit of water in it, just enough to kind of make like a mud. You always think of, you know how in the Bible it says, I am the potter and you are the clay?
Right.
I think that's true, don't you?
Yes.
You and I are both made of clay and dirt anyway. And so if she'll make some a clay pack or a mud pack for her face, have her put that all over that chin every single day for about a week, and let's see if we can't pull those fungus out by the roots and just kick them out and get rid of them. But don't use any soap on the face. But what I was going to say about apple cider vinegar is one of the ways that you protect what's called the acid mantle layer of your skin, which protects you from fungus, is by just wiping down your skin with vinegar.
Okay.
Now, I cannot tell you the name of this, and I'm just real sorry, but I was at Natural Grocer the other day, and they have a face lotion that's filled with probiotics.
Okay.
I can't tell you any more than that. It has it has a small green lid on it and a little squeeze tube for $2.
Oh, wow.
But so, you know, good job, Roy. Can't tell the person the name of what they want. But I tell you what, if you spend about 4 hours in the store, you'll find it. It's by the cash registers. No, it was the end of the, it was the very end of the very first cash register, which is as far to the south as possible in a little rack.
Okay.
At least I steered you in the right direction. But I looked on the label, it actually contains probiotics.
Okay.
And so, she'll wipe her face down several times a day just with a washcloth that's clean with apple cider vinegar. And if the apple cider vinegar is too strong by itself, we can always cut it half water, half vinegar.
Okay.
And what she's doing is she's trying to turn the tide and to change the metrics of how her body functions, but we want the body to rise to the occasion and the skin to become so radiant and so healthy that it doesn't allow fungus to grow.
Yes.
Do you know anything about poison ivy?
Yes.
Did you know that I could lay down in it and take a nap and nothing happens to me?
Well, that's
I'm not saying it to brag at all. I'm just saying I know of people that can just look at it from a mile away and they get it.
That was me when I was a little girl. So,
so you don't sleep in poison ivy?
No, I don't.
Okay, well then that's one of the reasons why you just can't stand to have a cat, because they will walk through every leaf and touch it. Anyway. I picked a big cup of dewberries day before yesterday, and they were and a relative was saying, "Did you go anywhere near that poison ivy?" I said, "Probably." Well, don't come near me then, because I don't even think about it. But I understand. But we want her skin to become beautiful and radiant, so all the facial lubricants that her sweet body makes for her, they're made in the intestines, and so if she says, "You know what, I'm going to start eating spinach and blueberries and raspberries," or I would say dewberries, but I'm not trying to tell anyone where my secret stash is, because only I know where it is down by the creek. That's not true. They're everywhere. If you could go pick all the dewberries you want if you just park on the side of the road. They're on every fence row I know of is covered up with them right now. You're not averse to snakes, are you? Because I saw a snake the other day.
Okay,
you don't like snakes.
No.
But have your mother do that, and then every night before she goes to bed, just generously apply castor oil to her skin.
Okay.
I'm telling you, that guy, I won't tell you his name, but he's retired, and that big honking spider bite on his forehead, you know how scary that is? If you saw it, you'd say, "Oh my goodness, we might need to amputate the head." It was so bad. But he just used castor oil. It healed perfectly. I can't even make this stuff up. I wish I had a digital camera where I'd taken a before and after picture. That would have made me look more smart. But anyway, if she'll try these things, but she can do it. She wasn't born with fungus on her chin, was she?
No.
It would probably just about disappear if she didn't eat anything and just drank water only for about 7 to 10 days.
Yeah.
It would just choke. She won't do that. Not everybody does that unless they're motivated. Is your mother perfectly fine every other way?
Well, she's got some other health issues, so. But this will probably help all of those.
Yes, it will. Even apple cider vinegar has been shown, when you take it internally, to lower blood sugar levels in diabetics.
Yes.
She's not a diabetic, is she?
Yes, she is.
Oh, well, maybe that's why she's got it on her chin.
Maybe.
So, have her consider eating meat and vegetables and avoiding grains like the plague.
Yes.
Let me know what happens.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Think if it were me, I might actually wait till the buttermilk turns to a thick, gooey paste and just rub that on my skin. Or maybe yogurt, homemade. Good morning and welcome to the program. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
Excellent.
My wife has got a problem with a burning on the end of her tongue, and she can't seem to find what's wrong with it. And what would you recommend to get rid of that?
There's two or three things that she can try, and these are just, let me start over here. Can I have a do-over?
Yeah, sure.
Occasionally, I find a person has burning on their tongue, and what they're doing is their body's just having an allergic reaction to what's called monosodium glutamate. And okay. when she feels, is this something she feels and she can actually stick her tongue out and look in the mirror and see some redness?
She didn't see too much redness, but like little tiny
red bumps. Right. Yeah, yeah. And so go back to the MSG for a second. Have you ever heard of monosodium glutamate or MSG?
Yes.
What you have to do is you might do a literature search today. I don't know if you have the internet at your house?
Yes.
Then you could just get on Google and just type in different names of MSG, and it's just going to blow your mind. You're going to come up with things like natural flavorings and natural yeast extract and autolyzed yeast and calcium caseinate and sodium caseinate and kombu extract. I mean, it's just mind-boggling how many different names they have for this stuff. But there are plenty of people that I've seen, their tongue is just going to burn where they have these little bitty raised red bumps. It's just a bad reaction to MSG.
Okay.
This woman brought her son to me recently, and she said, we've got a serious problem here. I said, what's the problem? She said he has seizures about 14 to 16 a day. I'm thinking, that ain't good. And the doctors keep increasing the anti-seizure medication. Now, when I examined the child, he was just reacting to MSG. So would you care to guess what happened once he removed the MSG?
It all went away?
It all went away. It did. The seizures went away, and the mom says, you're not going to believe my son. I have a completely brand new son. Now, I can't legally do this. I did not tell her to take the son off the anti-seizure medications. I never did that. But she did that because he doesn't require them anymore.
That's terrific.
So have your wife maybe look on the internet, monosodium glutamate, and you have to avoid it like the plague if you want the mouth to stop burning. Now, here's what I started to say. There is a mouth rinse wash, I think it's called the Natural Dentist, or the brand is called Natural Dentist for Healthy Gums. And okay. That is worth a try. And the way that I would do that, you're just going to, it has a, you know, the little big measuring cup where you could take it like a communion cup on the top right. of it. So you could fill that sucker about, you know, two-thirds full with the mouthwash or rinse, and then put just one drop of lavender oil in it, one. If you record this and play this back, I did not say 10,000 drops. I said one drop of lavender oil in that cup, and have her just gently, you know, move it around the mouth and swish it around very gently for about 2 minutes and then spit it out. And then the second technique that we need to try for the burning of the tongue is a very old technique. I did not invent this because you can read about it from like 800 years ago from India and Russia. It's called oil pulling. Have you ever heard of that technique called oil pulling?
Yeah, it's spelled pulling.
P-U-L-L. I-N-G, like I'm pulling you up the hill
right,
with a rope.
Right.
So it's called, it's called oil pulling, and usually the best oil to use is sesame seed oil. But there's two kinds of sesame seed oil at the store. One of them is toasted sesame seed oil, which is kind of a brown color. It looks like soy sauce almost. Maybe not that dark. Okay, it's brown. You don't want that. No, 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 no. Don't get that. But just get the one that looks like clear golden hair, like when you look at your wife's hair in the sunlight. You know how it looks golden?
Hers looks more blonde than golden.
Now, what did you just say? What color hair does your wife have?
Today it's blonde.
Why did you have to insert the word today? Anyway, hey, isn't that pretty cool? I guess that she had blonde hair, but you want to get the blonde sesame seed oil.
Okay.
you are something else today. It's blonde. I'm going to laugh about that all day long. But you know what? I'm not the one that's going to get in trouble over that. It's going to be you.
I'm aware of that.
Listen, do you have your tennis shoes on? Can you make a run for the front door right now? No, you approach her.
I'm closer to the front door than she is.
Well, if she brings anything up, just say, now, back to the oil pulling technique, okay. Sweetheart. I'm trying to help you. So sesame seed oil, what you do is you take a tablespoon of it and swish it around your mouth just very gently for about 10 to 20 minutes and then spit it out. But that does help pull toxins out. And the third thing that I would try is just get her a toothpaste that contains charcoal. Stuff charcoal? Looks like black tar. I love it, though. It's great.
Never saw that.
Charcoal? C-H-A-R-C-O-A-L. Charcoal.
That's a regular toothpaste, huh?
Well, I wouldn't call it regular toothpaste, but yeah, you can find it in toothpaste. And I tell you what, it does not squeeze out white, buddy. It's going to look as black as the midnight coal train coming from the mountain. So it's just as black, but if you brush your teeth with that, I mean, it's just awesome stuff. Awesome, awesome. I don't even know how many people have said, look at how white my teeth are, Dr. Morgan. I'm going, man, fabulous. You could do a commercial for Crest or for Colgate. She said, well, that's a slight problem because I use charcoal and not Colgate. But charcoal, it is fabulous for removing impurities from the mouth and the teeth. I wonder how many dentists would call up on the phone and say, yes, the American Dental Association approves of charcoal for brushing one's teeth with.
She has a partial.
That's fine. It's not going to bother it at all.
You think that would be
sure? It's going to be just fine.
Would that be a cause of holding something in her mouth?
Has she had trouble with it here lately? Like, did she drop on the floor and you have to weld it back together or anything like that?
No.
Does it fit properly?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, that's always a possibility. I can tell you this: three years ago, they had a problem with Polydent denture cream. I don't know if she uses anything like that to help.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, they were in that. In this, they made a mistake. They put too much zinc, and it was causing irritation of the oral, tissues. Mm-hmm. So, I'm open to any possibility. But if she tries charcoal toothpaste, that's not going to hurt her. That'll only help.
She takes a zinc pill. I know. Do you think that have anything to do with it?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
That wouldn't, if you take a million, milligrams of zinc every day for a month, it's going to be a problem.
Okay.
Just like if you drink 2 gallons of water right now, you may die because, your heart will stop from diluting all your calcium electrolytes, but it should be fine.
What did you say about the one drop of lavender? What would
just,
that go in?
Just put one drop of lavender in that dental mouthwash.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for your phone call.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, sorry, I went over just a little bit. Forgive me. You're listening to Health Essentials on FM 90.3, Jacksonville, Tyler, Longview.